So today is Yom Yerushalayim in Israel. Obviously, across the globe, Jews are celebrating the return to Yerushalayim and thinking about the different symbols of statehood, the renewed symbols, coin, army, government, police. Somehow, one symbol has become very deeply associated with Yom Yerushalayim, and it's very visible in public under normal years. This is a recording during the 2020 coronavirus Yom Yerushalayim, so things have been much more muted. But it's the flag, and there are flag parades and flag waving. Of course, the flag is featured prominently on Yom HaTzimut as well, but somehow Yom Yerushalayim has really become a flag-waving ceremonious day. And a lot of people have difficulties, religious people in particular, with flag. And we obviously feel that the flag is a representation of our country and our people, and we honor it, and we respect it, and we love it. But is there religious meaning to a flag? There's religious meaning to the land, Shemitah, Yovel. There's religious meaning to Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni, Korbanos, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the heir of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael Machkim. So for religious people who like to stream their experiences in general and their Avas Aretz in particular and their identification with this land and a return to this land through religious tropes or through religious ideas, the flag provides a bit of a barrier, a bit of a mental roadblock. And so much so that I think a lot of people who do feel sympathetic with some of the ceremonies have a hard time. Even in halacha, is there meaning to a moment of silence? Is there meaning? I think there's some people who are doing the moment of silence, particularly on Yom HaZikaron, which is when we commemorate soldiers, they'll say Tehillim because they want to be part of the Yom HaZikaron ceremonies, but they feel that these are imported symbols that have no kedusha to them. They're looking for a source of kedusha. But don't get me wrong, I disagree, and I am quiet, and I feel that kedusha doesn't just have to come from the halachic wellsprings of the past. It could be kedusha from Am Yisrael's decisions, but that's obviously a debate. So, what does a flag mean to us? And it's really a perfect juxtaposition. Sometimes the historical juxtapositions or the timing chronology is just too powerful to avoid. Every year, Yom Yerushalayim falls out in and around Parshas Bamidbar, and in and around the description of the flag. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely telling us something. What are we to make of a flag? So let's talk a little bit about flags and two aspects that flags create. And for me, at least, when I look at the Israeli flag, I feel those two aspects very, very powerfully. So let's start from Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It's in Shir HaShirim, it's in Perek Zion. Perek Zion, again, a lot of the drama of Shir HaShirim is the relationship and the interaction between the general people who are on hand, the Benos Yerushalayim, the daughters of Yerushalayim, the Shomrei Ha'ir, the watchmen, basically these secondary characters, which at least in Chazal's mind are the Umos Ha'olam, eavesdropping on this interaction, this duet between the male and the female, the duet between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. At this point, there's a lot of hostility. At some points, they'll hit us. They're angry at us. At some points, they're helping us, trying to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At this point, they offer the Jewish people an interesting opportunity. Shuvi, shuvi, ashu lamis. Everyone knows this pasuk. It's very poetic, very alliterative. Shuvi, shuvi, ashu lamis. Shuvi, shuvi, v'nechas habach. Basically, come to us, shulamis. The Jewish people are referred to as shulamit, shulamis. Come to us. Return to us. Come to us. Join us. V'nechas habach. The literal translation is, we want to see you. So, we want to be part of you. There should be some optical interactions, visuals. But Chazal have a very different interpretation. This is a medrash, of course, in Bamidbar. A lot of connections between flags, Bamidbar, and this section in Shir HaShirim. Hidav kulanu, come close to us, bo etzleinu, and we'll offer you positions of leadership. Nech zebach, it's in a pasuk in Yisra, v'ata techzeh mikolam. So when the Jewish people are being invited, that not just being invited to live in a suburb of New York City. They're being invited to become the mayor of New York City, to become the treasurer of Spain, to become the lead scientist, to become the politician, to become, basically lead us, be part of us, because we recognize Shulamis, we recognize your ability, that's why the Jews refer to as Shulamis, to reach a state of better Shlemos, of perfecting the world. We have a talent, we have ability, be part of us. Now what's the response? We'll talk about the invitation in a moment. The Jewish people respond, Ma techazeva shulamis. What can you offer, Shulamis? We're speaking in third party. Kimecholas hamachanayim, like the dance in the desert. That's a strange response. We dance in the desert, and therefore we're not gonna accept your invitation. There's something about the desert and the setup of the desert, the dance of the desert, the arrangement of the desert that's too important to give up and is superior to this offer that you can't refuse. So Chazal fill in the blanks. Chazal say that, what can you possibly give us, the Jewish people, respond metaphorically to the nations? Kigedula sha'asa elokim bamidbar, like the flags that Hashem gave us in the desert. Degel machane Ruvain, degel machane Yehuda, can you give us flags? Okay, so this is a bit of a tough medrash. What makes flags so important? And you can give us flags. So we're refusing the offer of the Gentile nations to join them too deeply because we have flags. Well, what does a flag mean? So to understand this, you have to see a second medrash. So now we're jumping midrashim to another medrash in Bamidbar Rabba. Chiba gedola, chiba nakodesh baruch hu. Hashem gave us, showed us tremendous love and affection. She'asam degalam. Kedeshu nikarim. So that we should be recognized. So finally we have a medrash that actually tells us what a flag's function is and why it's so beloved to us and why it's such a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by extension why this offsets the offer of the nations in the medrash that describes this conversation that unfolds in Shir HaShirim. Essentially, the debate is taking place as follows. The Jews have to lead the world. The Jews have a global agenda. The Jews have a historical agenda to be the vanguard of humanity. Tikkun Olam. There are two ways to accomplish this, by immersing with the people we're supposed to lead or by being different from the people we're supposed to lead and inspiring them with our values and our lifestyle and our big question. I've spoken about it before. I don't have to speak about it. A lot of people have, how should I say, maybe diluted their Jewish identity for the sake of Tikkun Olam, justified being less Jewish, maybe even visibly less Jewish, maybe who knows what's going on in their hearts, but of course we're meant to lead, of course we're meant to be, but by being different, representing something different, calling the world to higher ground, modeling and exemplifying behavior. And that's really the drama, or as Talmidei Chachamim would like to say, the Havamin and the Maskana that's taking place in Shir HaShirim. The nation is saying, well, you're Shulamit, you're meant to take the lead. We see that now because of your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who says, just come live with us and lead us. And the Shulamit, the Jewish people, respond and say, no. I'm going to lead, but I have a flag, and a flag announces that I'm different, my own people, my own identity, my own... A flag is a very clear national marker. It's a divider, and it's also a broadcaster. You broadcast your identity to others. Not just you have a clear and sharp sense of independence, national identity, but you're broadcasting it to others. Like anytime I see the Israeli flag in a foreign context, like the Olympics, in a foreign air crisis, I start crying because that's me. And that represents me and people are taking notice. So the discussion in Shir HaShirim is how should the Jewish people lead the world? And the suggestion of the Ummah Salam is by joining us, and the response of the Jewish people based on what happens in Bamidbar is, well, we have a flag and we're meant to lead by our flags, but by our differences in our national identity, not by collapsing that national identity or merging it. And when you think about the Jewish ability to lead the world by being different, of course we're always different and different in the halacha and different identity and different. Yeshram Mechad Mefuzim Afar Ben Amim, as Haman tells Achashverosh. But so much of our leadership of the world could only be realized by the invitation until 1948 and 67, by that suggestion of the Ummah Salam, well, come join us and be our viziers and be our secretaries of state and be our treasurers and be our doctors and be our scientists and be our writers and our novelists and our artists and live in Prague and live in Moscow and live in Washington and lead us that way. And then all of a sudden, now we have our flag and our homeland and our peoplehood and our difference and Now, what are the Jewish people? What type of land are they building? What type of society are they building? What type of messages are they sending? What type of comments do they have about human experience? And that's what I see in a flag. Now we have the ability to be kimacholas hamachanayim. We had it then, and we had it, it never was interrupted. We always had ways to express it, but it was less discernible. Let's face it, we know as religious people that every time we perform a mitzvah, and every time that we daven, we're making a statement about how different we are, but the world didn't notice it. And if you give value to how people respond to Jewish experience, well, then the flag makes a big difference. And that's the first value of a flag, the first element of a flag. The second element of the flag is not about the nations of the world as much as it is our relationship with Hashem. And to understand this, you have to see it a third medrash, a lot of midrashim here. And that medrash describes what happened at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended to this world with 200,000 angels. It's hard to know how many. And they all have flags. This is based on the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Dagul Merivava. Revava is a reference in Tanakh, according to the Chazal, to the tens of thousands of angels that accompanied Hashem to Har Sinai, angels swirling. But then to this medrash, also in Bamidbar. Kivan Shirao Osan Yisrael, Shein Osiyin Degalim Degalim. So now that they saw these flags, they said, well, we want flags also. Hischilu Misavim LeDegalim. So Hashem says, oh, you want Degalim? I'll fulfill your wish. Mimali Mishal Osechem, I'll give you Degalim. And then there's a pasuk, another pasuk in Tzirashim, Heviani Abes Hayayin, V'diglo Alayav. They brought us to the cellar of wine, which is a reference for Har Sinai, and he provided flags. So this seems to be a very, very different meaning of flags. It's not about the nations of the world, based on that Pasuk and Shir HaShirim come to us, and we had the Mecholas and Machanayim, we have our own flags, the dance in the desert. This is about the role of flags for Malachim. Flag represents association. If you associate with a flag, you associate with what the flag represents, not just a broadcast, not just a marker, it's an association. So why shouldn't disrespect the flag? It's a piece of cloth. It's because by disrespecting the flag, burning the flag, you're insulting the nation. You're associated with something. The malachim are, well, they're associated with Hashem. They're the extension of Hashem's will. They have no freedom of choice. They're not autonomous as human beings are. So a malach, when malachim speak in Tanakh, they're speaking presumably in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have free will. So the malachim that speak to Moshe, the malach speaks to Moshe, the malach speaks to Abraham, Maria, they're conveying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's information. When we saw the malachim with flags, it hit us. Well, they're carrying flags, and those flags represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we wanted those flags. We wanted flags so that our relationship with Hashem can change from Avadim, Banim, everything that we had before Har Sinai, before receiving His will. Now, we want an even deeper and more intimate relationship that we, by holding a flag, represent Him. And this is conveyed by a pasuk we recite every day, which hopefully now will have a little bit of different meaning. It's, of course, in Tehillim Parakhaf. It's the section that we know as Lam Natzeach, Bizmorel David Yincha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Very well-known parak in Tehillim, but it happens to be Tehillim Parakhaf. Nirana Nabi Shua Secha Uveshem Elokeinu Nidgol. There's the word. In the name of Hashem, we raise the flag, Nidgol. Once we are nidgol and we have that flag that represents Hashem and our experience represents Him more directly, we're not just accepting His will, we're not just His children, we're not just His chosen, but our fate is His fate. In this world, what happens to Jews reflects on Hashem. And because of that association of Hashem Elokeinu nidgol, the first part of the pasuk is a very strange language. It's not about our Savior, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. The language of this fourth medrash, Kivayachal, it's all in Mamid Baraba, Yisrael Nigalim Uki'ilu Hunigal. When we're redeemed, He's redeemed. The name of Hashem increases and augments in the world. Masha Sita Lanu Bishmecha. This is all in the language of Chazal, in the medrash. It's the Parsha Beis, if you want to look at the medrash. And that's the second part that a flag changes, and I think that's the second part that changed When Jews are dormant in history, Hashem is invisible. Not invisible, chas v'shalom, but he's less visible, and he's concealed and camouflaged. And for 2,000 years, it was really hard to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and especially during that 1,000-year period of feudalism and human misery and suffering. And just, it's a really dark world. And strange religions emerged. Some were less strange, some were closer to monotheism, because it was just a 2,000-year tunnel where the Jewish people were concealed and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was deeply camouflaged. Then all of a sudden, the world starts waking up, and I see 1948 and 67 as a culmination of the world waking up, and science and reason and ration and modernity, and then the culmination of that is that Hashem's people wake up, they return to their land, they raise their flag, and now Hashem is more present in our world than he ever was, because our flag that we hoist represents him. As that Pasuk in Tehillim, Perech Chaf, so proudly announces, "V'anab Yishu Asecha, V'shem Elokeinu Nidgol," in the name of Hashem, we raise the flag. So when I, and I'm sure a lot of people don't feel this because I'm obviously overlaying it, but I'm overlaying it based on Chazal's, that's what I see in an Israeli flag. I see a national marker. I see the ability for Jews to lead by their differences that could be broadcast to others. It's hard to know where this lands, but I keep saying I don't want to use the word intrigue, because that sounds a little trivializing, but to the degree that Israel will manage the pandemic and maybe even provide medical solutions and technological solutions to help resolve the pandemic, I think this is a major part of the historical Jewish appearance on the world stage based on the return to Israel. Again, it's hard to know, and most importantly is that people should be healthy, because we care about human lives and not whether the Jewish nation, we want Hashem to provide a solution for humanity. And then the second part is not just what the flag means to others, but what it means in our relationship with Hashem. It's more metaphysical. Just like the Malachim hoisted flags at Har Sinai, Am Yisrael wanted flags, received flags, and at that point, B'Shem Elokeinu Nidgol, once we had flags, we were B'Shem Elokeinu, therefore, Nevanana Bishu Asecha, became apparent that our ark represents the ark in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.